from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Santa Claus might have a fight on his hands to be the most popular attraction at Saturday's Holiday Fun Day on 2nd Avenue between Spruce Street and Burnett Road. There's a wide range of family-friendly things going on. BIA Executive Director Cindy Campbell says it's a return to the event we had before a certain pandemic changed things. Last year, for instance, visiting with Santa Claus was socially distanced.
This year, it's right back in the library, so we'll have some storytelling while kids are waiting to see Santa Claus. But yes, we did miss 1 year in 2020 due to COVID.
The complete list of what's going on indoors and outdoors is on the BIA's Facebook page. Prime Minister Trudeau says Canada stands with people expressing themselves in China. Protests continue across the country against China's zero COVID strategy, a policy aimed to isolate every person with the virus. It has resulted in millions of people being quarantined and other severe restrictions. Trudeau says Canada is watching what's happening very closely, and this country will stand up for human rights and for the people expressing themselves. Demonstrators say the lockdown slowed the response of emergency crews and prevented people from escaping an apartment block fire last week in northwestern China. 10 people were killed. Applications are now being taken for the 2023 Canada Summer Jobs Program. Not-for-profits and public and private sector employers with fewer than 50 employees can apply for funding until January 12th. Every year, the Fed set priorities for the program. This year, they include youth with disabilities, racialized and Indigenous youth, and small businesses and nonprofit organizations that have leadership from groups that are underrepresented in the labor market. Students have to work a minimum of 30 hours a week, up to 16 weeks. Applications can be filled out online. A new report suggests 2,200 plants, animals, fish, and other wildlife are at risk of becoming extinct. Every 5 years, the Canadian Endangered Species Conservation Council studies wild species. This year's report says 135 of them are already extinct in Canada, and another 7 never found anywhere else have disappeared from the planet completely. In Country 93.1 Sports, it's crunch time tonight at the McIntyre Arena in Timmins when the NOJHL's Cochrane Crunch meet the hometown Rock at 7 o'clock. The Rock return the visit on Friday night at the Tim Horton Event Center. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.